Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, which describes sthanam, or how the universe is arranged. Chapter 17, called The Descent of the River Ganges. And this is the beginning of the geographical description, and this is the beginning of how Shukadeva Goswami describes the planets. So these are the heavenly planets around Earth. So middle planets, of which all of them are heavenly except ours. You knew it, right? Obviously. Yes. So, and now we are studying the first Varsha, Ilavrita Varsha, about Lord Shiva. So these are Lord Shiva's prayers. So it's an interesting structure. First we have one prose prayer, and then we have a few poetic verses. So this is verse 20. Asadrisho ya pratibhati mayaya. Asadrisho ya pratibhati mayaya. Kshiveva madhya madvasavatam ralochana. Kshiveva madvasavatam ralochana. Nanagavadvo harana ishire hriya. Nanagavadvo harana ishire hriya. Yat padayos parshana dharshitendriyaha. Yat padayos parshana dharshitendriyaha. Asadrisho ya pratibhati mayaya. Kshibeva madvasavatam ralochana. Nanagavadvorhana ishire hriya. Yat padayos parshana darshitendriya. Asadrisho ya pratibhati mayaya. Pratibhati mayaya. Kshibeva madvasavatam ralochanaha. Nanagavadvorhana ishire hriya. Yat padayos parshana darshitendriya. Asadrishoya pratibhati mayaya. Kshiveva madvasavatam ralochana. Nanagavadvorhana ishire hriya. Yat padayos parshana darshitendriya. Sadrisho ya pratibhati mayaya. Kshiveva madvasavatam ralochana. Nanagavadvorhana ishire hriya. Yat padayos parshana darshitendriya. Please. Asadrishoya pratibhati mayaya. Kshiveva madvasavatam ralochana.
Nana gavadur hanai shirehya. Yad padayo sparshana darshitendriya. Asadrishoya pratibhati mayaya. Kshibeva madva savatam ralochana. Nanagavadvurhana ishirehriya.
Asadrisham.
Asadrisham.
For a person with polluted vision.
Vision.
Ya.
Yeah.
Who.
Pratibhati.
Appears.
Mayaya.
Mayaya. The influence of Maya.
Kshiba.
One who is inebriated or angry. Inebriated, you understand? Intoxicated, drunk, or angry. Eva, like,
madhu,
by honey,
means
honey wine, or honey liquor. Medenica, it's called, yeah? Medica. Is what? Oh, pelvis, okay.
Asava
and liquor.
So
two kinds of alcoholic drinks. Asava is wine and madhu is honey liquor.
Tamralochana.
Having eyes reddish like copper. Check. Anybody has reddish eyes? No, you look okay.
Not.
Nagavadva.
Nagavadva.
The wives of the serpent demon. Sounds like a wonderful name for some rock band. Very cool, no? The wives of the serpent demon.
Arhane,
in worshipping.
Ishre,
were unable to proceed.
Hriya,
because of bashfulness.
Yat
padayo, of whose lotus feet.
Sparshana,
by the touching.
Darshita,
agitated.
Agitated.
Also means happy. Harsha is happiness.
Indriya,
whose senses?
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. For persons with impure vision, with impure vision, asadrisha, or materialistic vision, the Supreme Lord's eyes appear like those of someone who indiscriminately drinks intoxicating beverages. That's interesting. Indiscriminately, you know, if you mix different beverages, it intoxicates much more. If you drink one beverage, it intoxicates. But if you mix different, like, you know, gin and beer, it hits much harder. So he looks like he's mixed all of them. But only to those with impure eyes. So here we speak about Sankarsana. Because Lord Shiva worships Sankarsana, who is also called Tamasi. But he's only looking tamasi. To the people with impure eyes. Thus bewildered, such unintelligent persons become angry at the Supreme Lord And due to their angry mood, the Lord himself appears angry and very fearful. So because they are angry at the Lord, to them the Lord appears very angry and very dangerous, very fearful. Not because he is angry, but because they are angry. However, this is an illusion. When the wives of the serpent demon, that means Naginis, in the lower planets, Patala, they are actually Vaishnavis, but they worship Sankarshan. When the wives of the serpent demon were agitated by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet, due to shyness, they could proceed no further in their worship of him. Yet the Lord remained unagitated by their touch, for he is equipoised in all circumstances. Therefore, who will not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Purport. Anyone who remains unagitated, even in the presence of cause for agitation, is called dhira or equipoised. In other places, Srila Prabhupada translates under sufficient provocation. There is enough reason to be angry or whatever other kind of agitation is there, and the person, not that everything is good and you are unagitated. When everything is good, everybody is a saint. Yes. But when there is a cause for provocation and the person is able to stay equipoised, this is the such a person is called dhira. Dhira or equipoised. In some places, Prabhupada translates dhira. You remember how else Prabhupada translates dhira? Dhira? Dhira?
Undisturbed.
In the Gita, a person will, Srila Prabhupada will quote a verse from there. In the Gita, Srila Prabhupada translates this as sober. You remember? Sober. Which always presents difficulty for translation. Because for us, sober just means not drunk, right? So sober, you know. What is dhira or equipoised? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being always in a transcendental position, is never agitated by anything. Therefore, someone who wants to become dhira must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 2.13, Krishna says, dhiras tatra namuhyati. How does this verse begin? It's one of the... Yes, dehino svinyata dehe komaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuhyati. In embodied soul in one body comes from childhood to boyhood to youth. And in the same time, in the same way, at the time of death, one passes to the next body. And one who is dhira is not agitated or bewildered. So, on dhira statra namuhyati, a person who is equipoised in all circumstances is never bewildered. Never bewildered means even at the time of death. Even by the last change of death, which oftentimes is something scary and trying, it's a big test, but you know, to be ready, to be always prepared to die is a big challenge. Of course, even bigger, a bigger challenge is being prepared to live. You know, it's even more scary. Takes more tolerance and imperturbability, you know, being fixed. Because dying, you just die, right? But live, that's much longer. So, Still, even in life, not only at death, but even in life, adhira will not be disturbed. A person who is equipoised in all circumstances is never bewildered. Prahlad Maharaj is a perfect example of adhira. When the fierce form of Narisimhadev appeared in order to kill Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad was unagitated. He remained calm and quiet. Whereas others, including even Lord Brahma, were frightened by the features of the Lord. Recently there was a study. People who yawn the longest and largest have the biggest brains. So the longer is the yawn, the bigger is the brain. And they say that yawning is the cooling system for the brain. You don't have the, what do you call it, radiator or something. So you open the mouth and it cools the roof of the mouth and cools the brain, apparently. That's some kind of water cooling, air and water cooling. Asadrisho ya pratibhati maya yakshi beva madhva savatam ralo chanan nagavadhor hanat ishre hriyayat padayos parshana darshitendriya. For persons with impure vision, the Supreme Lord's eyes appear like those of someone who indiscriminately drinks intoxicating beverages. Thus bewildered, such unintelligent persons become angry at the Supreme Lord. And due to their anger, the Lord himself appears angry and very fearful. However, this is an illusion. When the wives of the serpent demon were agitated by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet, due to shyness, they could proceed no further in their worship of him. Yet the Lord remained unagitated by their touch, for he is equipoised in all circumstances. Therefore, who will not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Om Agnati Manandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurudmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Akandamanalakaram Vyaptayena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyah Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya prasadagyopi sadhya sarvagyatam rajat sashi chaitanya devu me bhagavan samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Vaigunya kita kalita paisunya vrana pidata danyarnaveni magnoham chaitanya vaidam ashraye. I am taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm eaten with insects of my defects and covered with wounds of critical mentality. Therefore, immersing myself in the ocean of humility, I am approaching Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidyamashaya. Shit Chaitanya Padambo Ja Madhupebhyo Namo Namo Katanchida Shayad Yesham Shapitad Ganda Bhagbhavet. One more verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm offering my respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are like the honeybees drinking the nectar of his lotus feet. If one approaches them somehow or other by taking shelter of such devotees, even a dog can taste some of that honey. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everything is fair, likes to say my friend. Everything is fair. There's no injustice. It's a scary statement. Injustice does not exist in this universe or anywhere. Which doesn't mean that there are no criminals. Of course, there are criminals who will certainly need to be punished, and this is the duty of a king to punish, to find the criminals and punish the criminals. But ultimately, when we speak about ourselves, it's important to understand that whatever happens is a result of our actions, always. And for a devotee, there is one more factor. For a devotee, the extra factor is Krishna's mercy. So as Srila Prabhupada says, a devotee, this should be a guideline for all devotees. That when whatever happens to a devotee thinks that this is the result of my actions plus Krishna's mercy. It's Krishna's mercy. So in other words, by my actions, I should have lost my arm, but by Krishna's mercy, I just got a scratch. Just a little scratch. Because this is actually true. This is actually what is happening. Actually, as soon as a devotee becomes a devotee, as soon as a devotee starts devotional service, then the devotee is free from karma. It's no longer karma. Whatever happens is no longer karma. And there are many different verses confirming this or describing this. One verse is from Narada Muni. Yeah, this is a nice verse from 11 to 12. Shuto no patito dhyata adritovano modita sadhya punati sadharmo deva vishvadruhopihi. Pure devotional service or sadharma rendered to the Supreme Lord is spiritually so potent that simply by hearing about such transcendental service, because, you know, we have been conditioned in our society, as soon as we hear pure devotional service, we switch off. Ah, that's for them. Ah, after 40 years. Maybe. Yeah. But here it says, even by hearing about pure devotional service, by chanting its glories in response. Pure devotional service, ki? Boss, that's it. See? You just say Jai, finished. You belong here. Right? By chanting its glories in response. By meditating on it. Even if you think, oh, what the heck is it? You know, pure devotional service. Who can do this? You belong. By meditating on it. By respectfully and faithfully accepting it. Or by praising the devotional service of others and accepting, by the way, in Sanskrit it's anumodati, anumodita. Anumodita means, and yeah, anumodita means you click like. And it's a pure devotional service, you click like. Yeah, okay, good. It's good. It's approving. Thinking favorably. So, by these, even by such actions, even persons who hate the demigods and all other living beings can be immediately purified. Hare Krishna. It's quite an interesting verse, yeah? 11 to 12. So even Vishvadruhopihi, one who hates everybody. One who hates everybody, even such a person, can be purified. How quickly? Immediately, yes. Sadhya. Sadhya. It's very clear, sadhya. Not after, immediately. So this is the power of devotional service. So, therefore, a devotee sees everything as Krishna's mercy. And such mentality is, in fact, pure mentality. So here it says, asadrisha, those who have polluted vision, those who have polluted, contaminated vision, polluted vision, impure vision. So this is like if you have some green glasses or pink rose-colored glasses. You see everything as rosy. Or if somebody has jaundice, then everything looks yellow. If you have jaundice, everything looks yellow. So in the same way, if I, it says here, if I am angry at the Lord, angry at the Supreme Lord, which in fact is the condition of the situation with every conditioned soul, we are all angry at the Supreme Lord, one way or another. Then, what will be the result? He will be very scary. He will be very scary. He will look very scary. Therefore, people much easier. It's much easier for everybody to accept God as an angry judge. You know, he and preferably with 10 arms and each hand holds some weapon to punish you. And maybe like Kali, you know, angry mother, with a tongue like this, and 10 arms, and each arm has some punishment tool. So we sort of think, yeah, that looks about right. That seems correct. I think that's how it's supposed to be. Because I know I'm guilty. I'm angry, so obviously she must be angry, or he must be angry. So no problem. If one needs such a form of God, we have one form like this also. So Prabhupada mentions Nrisimhadev, and we have a very angry form of Nrisimhadev. If somebody feels that he's done a lot of wrong things, he needs a lot of punishment, and Krishna must be very, very angry, then okay, no problem. Look at Nrisimhadev, and you feel, oh yeah, okay, that looks good. That looks correct. That's how Krishna must see me. Otherwise, we can see that every other form of Krishna looks very, always smiles. Even Nrisimhadev, you can see that this is just his moment of appearance when he is very angry at Hiranyakashipu for offending his devotee. But then, when Prahlad comes and offers the garland, there are some very sweet pictures. Have you seen some sweet pictures of Nrisimhadev? He's like such a sweet lion, looking so favorably at his devotees. And sometimes you can even feel that in, like if you go to Simhachalam, you can feel this very parental mood, vatsalya mood in the temple. But even in Mayapur, so many devotees turn to Nrisimhadev with some prayers, and he just helps devotees so quickly in so many different ways. So so many stories are there. Whole books about Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhalila, how Nrisimhadev helps devotees. So, in fact, Krishna is not angry. So here he speaks about Sankarshan, tamasi form. He looks tamasi. He looks like he's in touch with ignorance. So therefore, he looks angry. But it's very interesting how it's very clear here that he looks angry to us because we are angry at him. Therefore, he looks angry, and therefore we have fear. And this is the main description of the reason for fear that Srila Prabhupada always quotes. Which verse Srila Prabhupada always quotes when he speaks about the reason of fear and how to remove fear? That's, huh? I cannot hear. That's the peace formula. That's the peace formula. But the reason, but specifically fear, when the verse where actually fear specifically is mentioned.
11th canto.
Yes.
Yes.
Bhayam, this is a verse which starts with the word Bhayam. 11:237. Bhayam dvitiya dhiniveshata syat. Already it gives the reason. Fear, bhayam. Bhayam, and you can hear echoes of this word in many Slavic languages. Slovanski jeziki, lahko slyšiš. Yeah, bhaya, bojim, bojati se, bhaya. Is coming from dvitiya abhiniveshita, from absorbing ourselves in duality, meaning we separate ourselves from Krishna. We see Krishna as having some separate interest which is different from my interest. That my interest is different from Krishna's interest. And because he's God, so obviously who is more strong? So obviously his plan will come through, will come successful, so therefore my plan and my interest will most probably not work out. So this is the reason for fear. So Srila Prabhupada quotes this throughout the not only Srila Prabhupada, all the acharyas quote this real lot. So if you, for example, just check this quote, so 50 times Srila Prabhupada quotes it in his books, at least 50 times. It's a very famous definition of fear. Actually, dvitiya abhiniveshita is 64 times. So 64 times, sorry. Yes. He starts quoting this in the Gita 130, then 613, then 10:4. So three times in the Gita he quotes this. So bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshita syadishadape tasya viparyayo smriti tanmayato buddha bhajetam bhaktyai kayesham guru deva tatma. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, some people say, where is the quote about turning away from Krishna, going away from Krishna? Here's one quote, Ishat apeta, turning away from the Lord. Ishat apetasya. And then becoming absorbed. Okay, so turns away. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. Viparayo asmriti. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency of for illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul, Guru Devata Atma. So it's a very famous verse. The next one is so brilliant, so brilliant. It's a comforting verse. It's a verse which brings comfort. There was a time when Niranjan Swami used to quote this in every lecture. So I'll just read it. Avidyamano pyava bhati hidvayo dyaturdiya svapnamanorathau yatha tat karma sankalpa vikalpa kammano budo nirundyata bayam tatasyat. Do you have a Gita base there? So this is 11:238. You have it. Yeah?
Although the duality of the material world does not ultimately exist, that was appropriate. Yes, that's a good moment. Don't drop your pen. It's like emphasis.
the reality of the material world does not ultimately exist. The conditioned soul experiences it as real, under the influence of his own conditioned intelligence. This imaginary experience of a world separate from Krishna can be compared to the acts of dreaming and desiring. When a conditioned soul dreams at night of something desirable or horrible, or when he daydreams of what he would like to have or avoid, he creates a reality that has no existence beyond his own imagination. This is phenomenal. Yeah? A reality that has no existence beyond his own imagination. Can you imagine reality that has no existence beyond his own imagination? Same thing as here, that impure vision, colored vision, and then you see Krishna angry. The tendency of the mind is to accept and reject various activities based on sense gratification. Therefore, an intelligent person should control the mind, restricting it from the illusion of seeing things separate from Krishna. And when the mind is thus controlled, he will experience actual fearlessness, abhayam. And this is repeatedly confirmed to be the highest charity, fearlessness. To give charity, charity is to give fearlessness, abhayam. And this is certainly possible only if people are able to see Krishna as a friend. So if you help people to understand that Krishna is the friend and he is in control of everything, you're helping people to get the supreme fearlessness. So you're giving the ultimate charity, the ultimate gift, the ultimate present. And when people see Krishna as guilty, angry, dangerous, unfair, unfriendly, cruel, partial, this is because they are like that. Should I say we are like that? Yes. And it's compared here with being drunk. Yes? It's when a person is drunk, the whole world is shaking. Sometimes it's shaking very much. Sometimes, all of a sudden, the road jumps, stands up, and hits you in the face. Strangely enough, even that can happen. You've been, you know, peacefully walking somewhere, you know, down the street, minding on, you know, your own business. And then suddenly the road jumps and hits you in the face. What did you do to the road? You know, did nothing. Is it? No, it's because of intoxication. So, another example Uddhava gives to Nanda Maharaj in 46th chapter we read recently in the 10th canto. So he says, some people may think that Krishna, the Supreme Personality, is not fair, he's not kind, or one way or another, he's guilty in whatever is happening. But this blaming is like, what was the comparison that he gives? Who remembers? We did the practical experiment to check this comparison, if you remember. We all stood up and you were not there, those who were in the
we were turning around.
Yes. So what's the comparison? Yeah, so if somebody is dizzy, if somebody's head is turning around, which you can experience if you turn around 10 or 20 times, then it looks like the whole world is turning around. But actually, does it turn around you? No, it only looks because your head is spinning. Because our head is spinning, it seems that Krishna maybe is spinning, or Krishna maybe is the one who decides such dangerous. I am an innocent person, I'm just going on living my life, and then he sends me such heavy karma. What is this? Why does he do this to me? I'm such a nice boy, and then he just boom sends this. Where is it coming from? Is it like this? So this is the result of our own actions, and then we blame Krishna for what we have done. Like children, we break something and then we say, "Oh no, it on its own, it fell down itself, or it was already like this. It was like this already long ago. It No, it was not me. No, I didn't do." So even Krishna shows how to do this. Yeah? When Mother Yashoda comes and catches him, she says, "Krishna, did you break the pot with ghee?" "No, mommy, no, I didn't do. I didn't touch." "Then yes. Then why? Then who did?" "Mommy, these monkeys. Monkeys broke it." "Then why are there butter steps from the pot to you and butter on your cheeks?" "Oh, mommy, this is because monkeys wanted you to blame me, so they put some of this butter on my cheeks and made the steps, so you think it was me who did it." That's exactly what we are doing all the time. It's the same excuse, Or one day she catches Krishna with his hands in the pot, and he says, "Krishna, stealing butter." What does Krishna say? "No, mommy, no, your hand is in the butter." He says, "Mommy, these bracelets you gave me, this with ruby, they are burning very much. I put it to cool, because it's yogurt butter, so it's cooling." Or another time he says, "Mommy, no, I'm not stealing, no. You see, I'm just picking out ants which fell inside. I'm doing good thing. Good thing I'm cleaning the butter from ants." Yes. So when Krishna, when children do this, we laugh, right? But when a 50-year-old guy does it, you can laugh in the class. It's not so funny. in real life. So very clearly, Lord Shiva says that this is why Sankarshan, Lord Sankarshan, or the Supreme Lord, appears angry and appears very fearful. Why? Because we are angry at him. Very clear. Because we are angry at him. And whereas Krishna is definitely free from anger. Of course, he's free from fear. He's free from anger, which is only between passion and ignorance. So anger is passion crossing into ignorance. It's the result of ignorance. Oftentimes we think that anger is the result of passion, but actually you can see that it's consistently connected to ignorance. And although it's higher regions of ignorance, the lower regions of ignorance are passive. But when it goes a little higher, closer to passion, then it will turn into anger. And to prove it, he adds the second half of this verse, which doesn't seem so clearly related, how beautiful Nagini princesses, Nagavadvo, it says the wives of the serpent demon,
But actually, these are princesses who worship Sankarshan also before marriage to get good husbands, and just as they are worship. So he is Sankarshan is present there, so he can be worshipped at Patala Loka, where the Nagas and Naginis live. So when they touch, so they see themselves. You can read the description a little later in this chapter, 24, I think, in this canto. They see their own reflections in the nails of his lotus feet, and they worship his lotus feet, and they become agitated. But he remains equipoised, completely equipoised. So that shows he's also free from passion. So he's free from ignorance and he's free from passion. So if he has no passion, therefore, how can there be anger? So if he's free from desires, so anger, krodha, oftentimes is called kamanuja, the younger brother of kama, or lust, or desires. Because anger comes when some desires are frustrated. So when there are frustrated desires, therefore anger comes. So therefore, some of us very intelligently think, see, frustrated kama is krodha. So what should we do? Just fulfill kama, no frustrated kama, no anger. Very nice. Logical, right? Completely logical. One unfortunate point is, though, that kama is insatiable. Can you, satiate fire with petrol? Yashoda looks thoughtful. Maybe if high pressure, a big amount. What else should be the conditions? And? Do you swallow fire?
No, I'm not so stupid.
No, there are ways to. I mean, do you put burning torch to your body?
It's a cheap trick.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So the problem with kama is that after being satisfied, it grows, and therefore it will be frustrated anyway, and it will produce anger anyway in this material world. So Krishna is free from kama, and so he is free from anger. And also the conclusion here is, who will therefore, if you yahpadayos sparshana darshi, therefore who will not take shelter, who will not worship the Lord if you want to be dhira? To be undisturbed, if you want to be undisturbed, then one needs to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, because he is the source of this freedom of disturbance. And taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, surrendering to Krishna, means to stop blaming Krishna, to stop accusing Krishna. And it means to see Krishna as kind and friendly, see Krishna without anger. It means that to see Krishna as a friend. So therefore, in the previous end of the previous canto, Narada Muni said, Savai priyatamas chatma yato nabhaya manvapi. The Lord is the best and dearmost friend of the soul. From him, there is not a smallest, not even a drop, not even an atom of danger to be feared. If one itiveda savayvidvan, if you know this, you will learn it. Yovidvan sagurur, if you know this, you are a guru.
If you, Hari, if you know this, you are all this. You reach the nature of Lord Hari. You are reaching Lord Hari. If you know what? Danger, to be feared, and that he is the best friend. You see, Misho is. Did you see Misho distraught? He's always smiling. Why? He knows Krishna is a friend. That's Misho. Sorry, I'm revealing your secret, but you're not hiding it, right? It's in the Gita, right? It's an open secret. Everybody can avail himself. Everybody can take help from this secret. It's an open secret. Krishna is a friend, nothing to fear. So, very clear description. We see Krishna angry only if we are angry. We see fear only if we have something separate that we desire against Krishna's desires, if we don't understand that he's friend. So the conclusion is accept Krishna, take shelter of Krishna, means accept him as our friend. And he's our best friend. And accept his desire as the best plan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Yes, Ramai Prabhu.
But why I'm also in Sankirtan, I used to sometimes say to people that what you are saying, that verse, that in Krishna there is nothing to be feared, nothing is coming from that, and such a person is learned. But I don't. But then I see, because to realize, to accept that Krishna's desire is the best, this takes lifetime sometimes. So I see with myself,
yes,
what to say to those people who don't even accept the beginning of the process, what to speak of the process itself.
Yes.
And what if somebody says, for example, yesterday I was speaking with a pious lady, very pious, and she said, I'm so happy. Krishna, God gave me such a husband, and she was so sincere and so grateful, and I couldn't tell her that this is one level. Yes, Krishna materially satisfy some emotional need, yes, alright, but there is so much more.
But she accepted that it's from Krishna.
Yeah, she accepted, of course. She said you should do the same thing, you should ask him for the same thing, and then what if somebody says, I don't want to be undisturbed, I want to be loved, very much loved, and I can get it from God because he's far away. And he is in Vedanta Sutra, even says, I'm equipoise. I don't want equipoise, but God, I want somebody who is there for me.
That's Krishna.
Huh?
That's Krishna.
Okay.
Krishna, you can see, he's, you know, when Uddhava tells Nanda that he is God, and he says, what? God? You know, if he hasn't eaten for 10 minutes, he's coming and crying. When the thunder cracked, that was in childhood, and he comes and jumps into our bed. And God must be truthful, and he's lying every 5 minutes, you know. But yes, yes, everything.
Yes.
Don't worry, Krishna will. Yes, so you can tell them about if they are aware of this desire that they. One, then yes, it's this is the point. This is the ultimate object of love, but it is still individual. So still, what's the question?
Yeah, if I'm unable to see that Krishna is such a person of God that is going to give it to me, what is some in between way between being completely materialistic and getting this from what should I say to people? They will say, well, this is far away. Can you get it from Krishna immediately? I mean, today everything has to be instant. Is there a possibility that I prove to him, look, he's giving? No, he's loving you right now more than anything or anybody else in this world. How should I prove this? Give some evidence for a person who is willing to stop up, but not willing to commit to some process, because I don't want to be, people don't want to be undisturbed, they want to be loved, pretty much. Undisturbance is only beginning of being problem. This is in their value, in my value system, it's not being undisturbed. I mean, it is, because I'm in pain because of disturbance, but there is some positive motive that is much, much higher. Yeah, of course, I'm being undisturbed.
No. Yeah, we are in the world for, it's the club of God-haters. This is an exclusive club for people who have an elaborate system.
I'm hating him,
yes.
but pretending that I'm not, and I'm saying, no, love me. I hate you, but you love me. You
yes, bastard. Yes, yes.
It's like this, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Like wheeling around and seeing my own motion.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. So, and this is the Earth planet, and this is the Karma Bhumi. So each one of us has a very long list of arguments why Krishna is bad, or why Krishna should not be trusted, why we should not surrender to Krishna. We have a very big list of these arguments. Sometimes it's even covered with religion. Sometimes it can be even covered with religion. Why should I not surrender to Krishna? one way or another. So therefore, it is not so simplistic to help people accept Krishna in general. In general, this is actually a very subtle transformation that needs to happen in the heart of a person. Actually, the transformation here is impossible, because we need to agree to stop being selfish, to agree to be servants. So this is something that nobody willingly wants to do, to stop being selfish and to become a servant. No, everybody runs away from this. So the condition under which different people will accept, so basically they have to set a goal for themselves which is beyond the material materialistic reality, the gross reality, the gross world. Maybe not outside of this world if they don't know about the spiritual world, but at least a higher level. That there is a higher level of existence, a higher level of consciousness. At least this should be interesting to them. And how to create this interest, this is not a trivial task. Yes. But there are ways to help people get immediate experience. So the immediate experience, of course, the best if people actually want to know something. They want either seek the truth or at least are inquisitive. So that is a good transition point. If they are at least inquisitive or they want to know the truth, so then they can quickly advance. All the others will advance much slower. But there are some ways, like I remember.
You showed a sun to a person in Sankirtan once. He showed me God and you took him out of the shadow.
Yeah.
He said, the sun is warm, love.
No, I said, this is the eye of God. That's a good point. But we had one devotee who was a reporter in a newspaper, and he was very skeptical. So devotees were distributing books. He approached them and said, how can you prove that he's there? How is there a way to experience God? Where's your proof? So they said, okay, come here. So okay, now you chant for 1 minute Coca-Cola. And then you will try chanting the names of Krishna and see the difference. So he was honest enough, so he was chanting Coca-Cola, whatever. And then now try chanting Hare Krishna. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, see the difference? Yeah. True, there is a difference. Okay, give me the book.
At least if he has some doubt that maybe it's not impossible. That's enough for the person to have experience, right? I'm sure Nitai Prabhu has an answer. What's your answer when people say, I want happiness now and here? Da mora biti?
Kako ja želim.
Aha, po mojemu, ok.
Znači, to znači, znači da se ja ostavim opet lažni Bog. Jer on mora biti cesta Krišnje. Opet ne lažni Bog. Gdje tu slobodna volja osobe?
Jem, jem.
Da te dozvoljava drugom slobodnu volju. Ne, 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 ne,
ne,
ne, ne, ne, ne, ne, ne,
ne, So why do we go out distribute books?
You try.
You give a chance. You offer an opportunity. Offer an opportunity, yes. Offer an opportunity and also offer a solution to the main problems of this world. But that means we need to ourselves use the same medicine, right? Yes, just a second. I think Mandar Ghosh has. You have something more to that point? To
well, yesterday we had a discussion about the Michael and about how. I was trying to convince some person, and as we were talking about this, and then he said that people are convinced by love, and
yes.
Prabhupada convinced everybody by his love.
Yes.
He showed what is God's love
yes.
by his own example.
Yes, yes. Yes, this is the great secret. So that's what you say, into 200 gallons of blood, or basically mercy, so you are ready to... sacrifice for the sake, for the benefit of the other person. So we are doing this not to get their donation, we are doing this not to increase the number of our organization, numbers in our organization, but for their personal, individual benefit and happiness. And people feel it also. And not maybe immediately, and... may take time, as I mentioned. Sometimes one devotee was just coming and feeding them with samosas for half a year, and after half a year, they realized, okay, bhakti is good, and now they are very very fixed up devotees, very nice devotees since 20 years. Yes. Yes. So?
Ponoviti, u kom kontekstu si to rekao? Nema karme. Ko nema karme?
Devotee, anybody who starts chanting. Not only starts chanting, we have...
I have one question.
Yes.
I will have karma means I recognize himself for soul. Automatic. Who have karma, no recognize. Ja, ako nemam karmu, onda moram sebe da vidim kao duhovni.
This is the perfection of freedom. Yes?
Minimum prava.
No. There are, it's like, you know, the meaning is that your prison cell is unlocked.
Means karma lock is more karma.
No, it's open, it's unlocked. You just open and go out.
And not go out. Go out means finish karma.
Yes. So it's unlocked. It's unlocked, but I stay inside. and the guards say, "Come out!" I say, "No." Get out in the sun. I say, "No." Here they feed me with soup. Yes, I mean not. It's a not only Panurjana Shansa, but also this chance is going to be given again until you go out. You're already put on a separate list. Your prison cell is not locked. And they are coming and preaching. No, come out. Try. Just, okay, look out once and then come back. Yeah, sure, okay. Let me. Yes. Yes. If somebody is kept, if somebody was in prison, and then his door is opened, is he still bound in prison? He's free. He's invited. Go out. So he's free. It just takes a little time to actually get out. Maybe in his. Tu voda nije prljava. Tu je voda čista. Totalno potpuno čista. Yeah, ampak tu že raziskavaš na internetu, na spletu, kaj to je ta svoboda, da kaj to tam, že poslušaš o svobodi. In
you have connect for svoboda, okay.
Yes. In vrata so odprti.
Vrata. Idalje imam karmu.
Ha?
Idalje imam karmu.
Karma pomeni, da ti si sužen. Si totalno, si povezani, zavezani na roke in na noge. Imaš.
Mislim, da ga vrine, da ima patnju. Možda, mislim, patnju bez karmu.
Yes. I know. So it's like karma means every hands chained, legs chained, middle chained to the wall, door locked. That's karma. Okay? And then, yes, then little sattva, okay, long chain. More sattva, longer chain. Okay, one arm unlocked. Okay, so you can. Yes, but bhakti means chains opened, door opened. So technically, no karma. Externally, looks like karma. So technically, free. Nothing holds you except the mind. That's what's happening to us. So how to change the mind? We read the books and we try among devotees. Svoboda je polna bolečine. Na začetku. In the beginning, freedom is painful. And karma is seems very comfortable. Because we know how it works. It's especially no need to choose. This is the most painful thing, to choose. Use. And freedom is choice all the time. So sometimes some devotees are angry at Krishna. Why did he give me choice? They are angry at Krishna. Why did he give me choice? So this is karma. So beginning of freedom will be very painful. Beginning of freedom is very painful. The first pain is realization of guilt. Oh, so I am responsible for this? No, who, me? No, me? True. So Krishna, yes. And he switches on the light inside, in this old garage, you know, where we, or na strehi, you know, tam. Oh!
Who, this is inside? It is not mine. No, no. How is it? Where? He? No, that's him. He brought it. It was clean before. I remember. Before I joined, it was clean. Very painful. And we try to, you know, find fault. No, him. Maybe him. Yes, yes. Means. Yes.
No.
Yes. It's like it. You know, you are. It's like a person who is. The door is open, but he's hiding in the cell. He says, "No, I will not go out. No, I will not go. I will stay here. We can do this."
Means no freedom. No, we have karma.
We have to learn freedom. I mean, freedom is something you use. It, if Krishna forces you, he just takes you and drops. Pooh! we will die of fear, of freedom, and responsibility. And so Krishna trains a little by little, step by step, devotees. So it means the opportunity. So the shackles, the chains are unlocked, door is open. But then how much we use, that, you know, depends on, this determines, do we advance over thousands of lives or 1,000 minutes? Or hours? Or days?
But isn't it, you said the only hindrance is here.
Yes.
Isn't this the worst possible hindrance, the worst possible enemy? So obviously we are karma is gone, but the main agent of karma is still working, so I agree with him. Once and how is gone, because the worst enemy is here. What to do?
Yes, this is why sadhu sangha is so important. Because, like, for example, somebody has injury, breaks the leg, for example, God forbid. And then they do the surgery, maybe even sew together some tendons or whatever, nerves or something, right? They fix back, and then it even heals in whatever weeks or months, it heals. So theoretically or practically, truly, factually, he has healthy, I mean, functional leg. Yes. No, yeah. So he needs rehabilitation. What is rehabilitation? He needs a coach who will say, stretch it out. He said, "Oh no!" He said, "No, no, stretch it out. No, it's better like this. You know, it's this way. It doesn't give pain." He said, "No, you pull it open." And then half a year, it's painful. But he says, "No, you do it." And then after 1-2 years, you walk like nothing happened through training. So you have functional leg. It's there. You're free. So we need coaches, we need devotees who will say, "Okay, go, let's go to kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Let's go to Harinam. Let's go to service. Let's go to the Bhagavatam. let's tolerate each other." And then gradually it starts working like new. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa darivyascha kripa sindhubhyavacha. This is why for prison, you know, it's the biggest problem, because those who get out, they just get right back in. Criminals, they cannot live outside. Uncomfortable. Everything so unclear, no discipline, no structure, they want back.